Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time. From the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida, here's the senior pastor, Dr. Walt Lanier, taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
Number four, they are non-reproductive beings. In other words, there are no such thing as baby angels. I hate to pop your bubble. I'm just telling you about the Word of God. Remember one day, let me give you an example, okay, for this. Because I know I do funeral, unfortunately I've done funerals for babies and all, and somebody, and eventually something's ever said, well, they, even on cemetery, you go to the market, you see it on the tombstone or the headstone, gone to be an angel. See that? Wonderful, wonderful thought. But the truth is, that baby who died is much better than an angel. God has a great plan and purpose. Angels do not reproduce. They're not little baby angels. We see pictures of these babies floating on clouds, strumming a harp, you know, kind of wings and all. Angels are a company, and I have it in quotes, a company, not a race. Now, time won't allow. I'll deal with this at another time. In Genesis chapter number 6, I have some good friends, preacher friends, good friends of mine, who believe that in Genesis chapter number 6, those are fallen angels, demonic angels, who, how would I say this, Doug? Had relations, thank you, with women, earthly women, and out of that produced these monstrosities. They believe that, okay? I don't at all. It's talking about, I believe, the sons of God and sons of Seth and all that. Anyway, that's a whole other story. God didn't make angels to reproduce. God would not allow these fallen angels to come and have relations with these women. And out of that, well, what about these big men and all these? What, have you heard of after the flood and all? There were still some giants on the earth. You ever heard of Goliath? His brothers? Some of them had six fingers or six toes or whatever it was. That big old guy, you know. Shaquille O'Neal would wear size 20-something shoes, you know. They still some big guys out there. The tallest guy, you know, I'm a Florida Gator fan. We won yesterday in basketball. The tallest teenager in the world is on the Florida Gators team. 7'8". Did you, again, it's so funny. When they played a team a couple of weeks ago, and I actually watched the game when they did it. Here's this guy, 6'8". He come down to the foul line, and this is at the end of the game, because this guy obviously can't play worth a lick, you know, or he'd be playing. He's 7'8". Here's the guy, 6'8". He walks up to him at the foul line, and he just goes. And he had a big smile on his face because he could not believe how big this 18, 19-year-old kid was, okay? I'm just saying, long story short, these were not demons who cohabited with men and created some monstrosities. They are non-reproductive beings. In other words, Matthew 22:30. Let me read this. I'll find it in a second. Matthew 22:30. Okay. You remember the story about the woman who had all lost all these husbands and all? She's kind of deceased, and likewise the second and the third and the seventh. And the last old woman died. And, all right, whose husband will she be? Verse number 28. Of the seven guys who died, she was like a black widow, I guess. Who? I shouldn't have said that. For thou, who's going to be her husband in heaven? Jesus said in verse number 29, you do err not knowing the scriptures nor the power of God. Verse number 30, for in the resurrection need they neither marry nor are given in marriage, but are as the angels of God in heaven. And Jesus himself said, they do not marry. I said this before. When we're in heaven, are we going to know each other? Absolutely. Why do you think we'd be more stupider in heaven than we are here on earth? Hey, there's Caleb Wood. Hey, Caleb. Am I going to know my wife in heaven? Absolutely. I want my mansion to be right next door to Latrice's. I do, man. I'm so in love. We're teaching a marriage family life class on Wednesday, and I cannot express to those young people how much in love I love my wife more than anything, more than y'all. Amen, preacher. And I want you for just build my mansion next door to Jesus and tell the angels. You ever heard that old song? Okay. I want to be right next door to Jesus, but I tell you, I want to be right next door to Latrice. Here's the thing, though, I won't be married to her no anymore. Jesus is going to choose for himself a bride. Now, that's a whole nother lesson, okay? Whole nother lesson. Am I going to know Latrice? Absolutely. I'm going to know she was my wife here on earth. I'm going to know my children. I'm going to know my kids. I'm going to know my grandkids in heaven. But Jesus said in heaven, there won't be any marriage or giving in marriage as like the angels. So I could go on and on, but let me move on. Oh, I got 2 minutes. Let me give you just a touch of it, and then we'll kind of do a little bit more next week. I told you I got 3 or 4 lessons on angels. There are holy angels and unholy angels. We see it in Matthew chapter number 25. And I'll read these in a few comments and we're dismissed. Just whet your appetite for next week. Next week is going to get gooder and gooder. I want you to come back next Sunday. You're leaving Saturday, ain't you? Won't you just miss your flight and we'll fly you home Monday, okay? Let John or somebody take the services Sunday, okay? Anyway, Matthew 25. Here's Jesus talking about in verse number 31. When the Son of Man shall come in his glory, this is the revelation, not the translation. The revelation of Jesus Christ. And all the holy angels with him, that he shall sit upon the throne of his glory. Jesus mentioned holy angels. Now, skip down to verse number 41. Then shall he say unto them of the left hand, depart from me, ye cursed, into everlasting fire, prepared for the devil and his angels. So we see there's holy angels that come with Christ during the revelation of Jesus Christ, not the rapture. It's not speaking about here. That's why a lot of people are confused with Matthew 24, 25. They confuse the rapture with the revelation. This is speaking of the revelation of Jesus Christ. He comes in his glory. He sits upon the throne of David with all his holy angels with him. And then they separate the sheep from the goats. The saved from the unsaved. The saved enters into the millennium. The unsaved, we just read it. They're cast into that pit, hell, whatever you want to call it, lake fire. Prepare for the devil and his angels. So we see there are holy angels and there are unholy angels, and I'm going to leave this, and forever they will be. And we'll pick it back up next week. Forever they will be. They went through a probation period, and those holy angels, they will forever be God's holy angels. Those unholy angels, they will forever be unholy. There is no forgiveness for the angelic realm. No forgiveness. Aren't you glad God didn't judge us the way he did the angels? That we know forgiveness. We've received forgiveness. The angels did not get forgiveness. When they made that decision to follow Satan, they will forever, forever be evil angels, and they'll be cast into the lake of fire for eternity. That's a whole other story for another day. Our Father, wow, what a study it is about angels. But Lord, greater than that is Jesus. Reading the book of Hebrews, chapter 1, he was so much more better than the angels. Jesus is, like I preached last week, better than the temple, better than Jonah, better than Solomon. There's nobody like Jesus. Our Father, we pray perhaps there's somebody here that doesn't know you as we know you as Savior. That this will be the hour they come to you in repentance and faith. Bless our worship. May it be pleasing in thy sight, in Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Let's get ready for worship quickly.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Senior Pastor Dr. Walt Lanier from the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. We hope that you'll tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious word. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.